In two places in Parshas Bamidbar, Rashi emphasizes the importance of having good neighbors. The first place is with regard to Kohos, that the Pasuk says, Mishpachas b'nei Kohos yachanu al yerech ha-mishkan teimono, that b'nei Kohos were stationed on the south side of the Mishkan, and Rashi says, V'seimchim lahem degel Ruvein achinim teimono, and stationed next to Ruvein, also on the south side of the Mishkan, stationed next to Kohos was Ruvein, who also was on the south side of the Mishkan. Oy le Rosh Hashanah, oy le Shechinoy, lekach loku mehem dosin v'avirun m'sayim v'chamishim ish im kerech v'adasin, shenimshechu imam v'machlekusom. That, unfortunately, since Ruvein was stationed next to Kohos, and Korach came from Kohos, so when Korach started the Machlekes Moshe Rabbeinu, he pulled along with him the Bnei Ruvein, dosin v'avirun were from Ruvein, another 250 people were all nimshichu imahim b'machlekus, and they were drawn after Korach in the machlekus, and they all suffered the same fate that he suffered. They all were killed. They all died as a result of the machlekus. Mitzad sheni, a few pesukim later, Rashi says, "V'achoinim lefnei amishkon kedmo lefnei oil moyin mizracho, Moshe v'arnuvonov." That on the east side of the Mishkan was Moshe and Aaron and their children. And Rashi says, "V'smuchin lehen degel machane Yehuda." On the east side of the Mishkan as well was Yehuda and Yisachar v'Zvulun. Teiv l'tzadik, teiv l'shchenoi. The fisher Yishchenu shomayshe sheyoyis gevatero nasuk deil matero. Since they were the neighbors of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Isaac ben Tero, so they also became gedolim l'matero. Yehuda mechaykiki. Yehuda, they're the ones that make the halachos. V'mnei Yisachar yodei bino masar mashi sanhedrias. Yisachar, they were Maimed 200 Rashi Sanhedrias, Mizvulun Meshach Meshavet Sefer. Rashi says that due to their close proximity to the Gedolim, they also were rubbed off on them, and they were drawn after them, and they also became Gedolim. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Deiros, Perek Vav, well-known Rambam, Derech Briyosei Shel Odom Liyos Nimshach B'Deyosav V'Maisav Achareyav V'Chavirav and Noye Kimine Ganshi Medinosai. The way of the world is that a person is drawn after his friends and the people that he lives, the rest of the people, the populace in his country, and he acts and thinks the same way that they do. Therefore, a person has to be careful to connect with tzaddikim and be stay in close proximity to them, so they should be able to learn from their ways. And he has to stay as far as he could away from Rishayim, that he shouldn't learn from the Maaseim. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Hoylech es chachomim yechkam v'reik silim yiraya. The person that goes together with the chachomim, he will become a chacham. And the fellow who shepherds, who goes together with the fools, he will also become foolish like them. A person is automatically drawn after those that he's around. Now, that's also a good thing. A person who is in close proximity, is neighbors with good people, even without doing very much, will automatically gain. I remember I was once learning with a Baal Tshuva, who told me as follows. He says he's looking to grow. He says that in the 20 years since I'm a Baal Tshuva, I haven't changed a bit. I changed my whole life 20 years ago. And I became from. But since then I haven't changed, except for what changed automatically because of osmosis. In other words, what I picked up because of just simply living together with from people, and I changed like that, so that I changed. But I never really, after changing my life around, I never really worked on myself to grow. But that's an amazing thing, that I, through osmosis, just being around good people, changes a person for the better. But unfortunately, it's the flip side. If a person is not around good people, it could be the opposite is also true. The Agav, parenthetically, it's very common. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate that there are people that they've always been from and they never even made the single turnaround in their life, and they're in his situation for their whole lives. They're in the 20 years of after he became from, their whole lives. They grew up from, and they remained from their whole lives, but they never really worked on themselves to change themselves, to become different people, to become as big as a person as he could come. And a person always has to look to change for the better. And sometimes a person has an impetus that mamash changes him, like this fellow he became frum. But even after that, there's still the need to grow and grow weiter. And I was just thinking about it today, that somebody was telling me before Corona, the whole thing started, when we were still in yeshiva, he said, the biggest chaval would be that after the entire thing is over, that we should be back to square one, exactly where we went into it. And I was thinking about it today. Today I davened in the shul for the first time, in the specific shul for the first time since the beginning of the Corona, I think it was, probably for a month and a half, 2 months close to. And in the middle of Shemar Nesrei, somebody's phone went off. Now, Dan Lechavzchus, for sure, one could be Dan Lechavzchus. However, there is a certain aspect of, that's one of the things that they were trying to, the Gedolim were trying to stress, is that from the fact that we're not able to daven in shuls means that maybe there was a chesaron in the way that we acted in the shuls. And a person has to be extra careful. It's chaval that to come back and the first tefillah, there's already phones going off. That the phone should be turned off when you go into shul, holopachas. It's not, certainly it shouldn't be on ring. A person could forget. It shouldn't be such a massive that a person should forget. A person, there's a big fine that a person has in certain different places in government offices if a phone goes off. A person doesn't forget. Why? Because he knows it's going to cost them a lot. It should be such a massive. He should realize that, listen here, I haven't been able to daven in a shul for weeks on end. Now the first chance, at least my phone should be off. Or it should be on vibrate. At least no one else should be able to hear it. A person's always got to change. Remember, Mosger. The truth is that a person always has to be careful. He doesn't always have a choice of where he lives, but very often he has a choice of a lot of other things that has to do with other people. Who he decides to eat lunch with, who he decides to sit next to, in various different occasions, whether it's on the bus to wherever he's going, or it's in the dining room, or it's in work where he places his desk, v'chulu. It's a lot of different things. If it's a person, if he finds himself next to people that are speaking Lashon Hara, and that's the daily basis, that's what it is. Lunch is taking apart other people. So then that's not a place where he should be sitting. A person has the yichurlis to choose various aspects of his life that he shouldn't get into a matzav where it should be oy l'rosha and oy l'shcheinu, because a person's change, it changes the person, and the hashpa of other people, without even a person realizing, like the fellow said, with osmosis, he doesn't realize, but slowly but surely, it can infiltrate, and it changes the person. And I think one of the milas of the coronavirus is that, despite that it was a terrible thing, and Rechman Lanslan, how many people got sick, and Rechman Lanslan, how many people were nifter from it. However, the milo that a person, there's a number of milas that could come out for every situation. A person has to see the milas. One is that it's a person when he's in his own house, he doesn't see what's going on anywhere else. He's not influenced by anybody else. And obviously also he's not able to be influenced l'toiv. But he doesn't have the kina taiva v'akovayid, which is involved with going outside and seeing other things and seeing other people and seeing the way that other people act and seeing the way that other people speak and talk and other people live, v'chulu. That aspect of it, he's in his own house, being in his own house for a certain amount of time to focus on the house, that is a milo. Obviously, there's depending on a person's work and his computer and v'chulu, how much he's out of the house, even if he's in the house. However, there is that milo that there's certainly a lot less contact with the outside world, which is not, we're not saying that it's not difficult to be cooped up in the house, gives cabin fever to the best of them. But there is a milo that could be taken in. The question is, what does a person do when he's in the matzav of Reuven? What was Reuven supposed to do? Reuven wasn't given a chance, a choice of where he's going to live, where he's going to be stationed. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu set him up. That's where Yaakov Avinu set up the Shvatim already at the time when they carried him up to from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan. It wasn't up to him to decide. So he ended up next to Korach. What should he do? Zachar, that's the matzav. What's he supposed to do in such a situation? So the truth is that the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had chamish talmidim, he had five talmidim, and he told them, Tzuru Ezu Derech Toiva Yishar Shiyadavik Boyadam. He asked each one of them, what's the derech yishar sheyidavik boyadam? And Rabbi Yossi said, Shochin Toiv, that is the Derech Toiv Shidavik by Adam. What does that mean? He should go around looking for good neighbors? He should make sure that he has good neighbors? So that's how many of the Mefarshim understand, that he should make sure that he has good neighbors. If you want a good, surefire way of growing through your life, is make sure that you have good neighbors. But there's many Mefarshim that understand that it means that you should be a Shochin Toiv. You should be a, not that you should have Shechinim Toivim, that too. But you should be a Shochin Toiv to those around you. In other words, you could be the Mashpia. It's not, it doesn't have to be that the other person is Mashpia on you. You could be Mashpia on the other person. Any person that has the, in any surroundings that a person finds himself, the way that he acts has the koyach to be Mashpia on other people. Whether he's in the Beis Medrash, whether he's during davening, not leaving before the end of davening, or not being mezalzel in tefillah, whatever way it is, whether it means not pulling out a phone in the middle of davening, or kedem in the whole, the way that the tzugang to davening, or the tzugang to learning, the whole, whatever situation that a person finds himself in, whether he's at work, certainly for the people around him, they see that the way that a person acts, and they see how makbid he is with his timing, and they see how makbid he is with everything else, and he sees a person has the chaylis to be the shachin toiv to those around him. In other words, to be mashpia on to the people that are around him. And in a chanami, a person doesn't always have the choice of who he's going to be neighbors with. But he doesn't have to learn from everybody. He can make it that he teaches the others as opposed to learning the others teaching him. And that's our tvilo, is shenizke l'umayru l'lamed, that we should be able to learn and should be able to teach. That's when we say this in Avarav every day. We daven. Now what's a lulamid? For those that are Rebbeim, those that are Rabbanim, those that are Rosh Yeshivas, B'seder, we understand what it is lulamid. But what does it mean for the standard fellow who's not a Rebbe, who's not teaching others? What's the lulamid or lulamid? So Levi, we should be able to zeche, that's maybe a tefillah, we should be able to teach others. But the way that we act, that's also lulamid. And that has the achilis to teach other people, and just by simply the observing the way that we act, that we're shachin toiv, we inquire about their welfare, the way that we act, ukudime, the way that we teach others, that's a way also to be a lelamed, and to be a shachin toiv, we should be zeich alumed ulelamed, lishma velasiv lakayim, is called ivei salmon teresecho. A guten Shabbos.